You know, I grew up playing hockey, and it's a sport I still, as much as I can, I can't follow it as closely as I'd like. But, you know, I live at a, and my wife works at a school where hockey's a big deal. A lot of kids go to college, and the model has been the kids don't often go straight to college anymore. They go play junior hockey, like in the Midwest or somewhere, and then they, a year or two later, they go play college hockey. And I've been somewhat critical of the model, but it's the reality. And there's been a recent NCAA ruling that Canadian junior players can now go play D1 hockey, and this is a big deal. Some major leagues, like the OHL, is just historically produces tons of NHL talent, you know, and these junior hockey leagues have a lot of hockey players that previously were not able to play major Division I hockey. And I wanted to talk about it and talk about UConn hockey too with Coach Mike Kavanaugh from UConn men's hockey team. By the way, Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm great. Yourself?
I'm good. You got a big one on Friday, right?
We do. We do, yes. So it's usually a fun game to play against the Eagles when they come into town.
Yeah, Boston College. And it's at the new barn. Is it sold out? Can people still get tickets? Or, 'cause I know it's not huge.
I think you can always get tickets, Brian. So just, you know, call a ticket office. There's always room. We can always find room for one more here at Toscano.
Yeah, the Toscano Family Ice Forum. It seats about 3,000. You can line the boards and stuff. And obviously, BC is, I don't know if they're two or three, but they're definitely in the top five.
Yeah.
Listen, this junior decision, I have a lot. I didn't read into it. I did find an article where you're actually quoted, the score got you on the phone, and you said, quote, I'm hoping this changes things for the better for everybody in hockey. So what's good about it other than some better players can come play in U.S. colleges? Is that why it's good?
Well, I think what would be good about it is for years we've always had to compete against the Canadian Junior League for players. You know, it's always been my thought that the players that we're competing against them for, you know, the Canadian Junior Leagues was making – the reason why – I'll tell you this. The reason why they were – kids who played there were ineligible was because you could sign an NHL contract, you could play three games for the Boston Bruins, and they could send you back down to the junior leagues
right
when you were 19 years old. So those players were playing against guys under contract, and that's what made them illegal. And the thing now is those players will still be illegal, but the kids who haven't signed a contract, why should they be illegal? My thought all along has been if the NHL, the collective bargaining agreement, comes in next year and says we're changing the rules so that the Canadian Junior League is just like the USHL, the US Junior League, that would be better for everybody. Because if you think about it, from 16 to 20, you could play junior hockey, and then from 20 to 24, or from 19 or 18 to 24, you can play college hockey, and then you can go to the NHL. It just seems like a model where everybody's taken the proper steps to develop.
Right, right. And it's more consistent, more streamlined, if you will.
Right.
This will crowd out, you know, I think of the, you know, my wife works at Loomis Chaffey. I think of,
sure,
I think of those kids, but it's going to make it even more difficult for U.S. born hockey players to get to D1 schools.
I don't think that's the case, because I still think that, you know, the prep school model is very good, and kids will play prep school when they're 14 or 15. And I think the structured setting of, you know, the academics are clearly more structured in the prep school than they would be in junior hockey. So it's a good foundation for a kid academically. And then if he goes, plays a couple of years of junior, there'll still be many opportunities for U.S. players to, I believe, you know, play college hockey.
Will it have an impact? And, you know, the other thing we've talked about in the past is that, you know, these kids are ending up going to be freshmen in college at 20, 21 years old. Will that continue to be the case?
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing, Brian, that kids enter college at 19. Like, if I look back on it, I could have used a year to mature.
Yeah.
You know, I think kids get to college a little bit too early. And I know I didn't really figure it out till my junior year in college, and I probably could have used another year of maturity. So I don't think, you know, playing 1 year of junior hockey is a bad thing. I don't think 2 years necessarily is. It's you know, you start getting into college at 21. Now you're a little bit older than most of the kids in your grade. That can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
But
I think that's a fair compromise, because, like, when I think of, like, a 21-year-old kid who's a classmate of my daughter who's 18 and, you know, pretty wide-eyed, it makes me a little uncomfortable. But I think the 1 year, but that cap is not going to – that's not on the table, is it?
No, that's not on the table. But the other thing is, if you're entering college at 21, there's a reason why. Like, if you were good enough at a younger age, you would have gone in earlier. You
right,
know? So,
right.
Again, most of my players that are coming here are 19. I do have some 20-year-olds, but the majority of the kids, like on my team this year, the freshmen that I have, are mostly kids that are 19 years old, turning 20 their freshman year.
We're talking with Mike Cavanaugh, head men's hockey coach at the University of Connecticut. So you're 5-5-1. Yeah, had a bit of a tough weekend last weekend against Merrimack. Real chance at you know, a positive energy game with BC. How's the team? How do you feel about it?
Yeah. Well, you're always. I mean, you're not satisfied if you're 5-5-1. We did have a tough weekend last weekend, and we actually played really well up at Merrimack. We just had trouble putting the puck in the net. And then, you know, at home, I thought we were flat for two periods. And then we played a great third period, but it was, too little too late. So I like our club. We're really young. You know, the majority of our lineup last week was freshmen and sophomores. We do have some great senior leadership, though, with Hudson Shandor and John Spetz. I think we're a work in progress, Brian, but I do think our best hockey is ahead of us, and this will be a great test for us Friday night.
It'll be super fun. So you've seen BU, you've seen UMass, you've seen Merrimack, you're about to see BC. How is Hockey East this year, like, relative to the past?
It's as competitive as it has been. I think what you're going to see, you're not going to see a team finish in last place with two wins. You know, that's just not going to happen, I don't think. The league is so competitive, and the parity is on par with as good as I've ever seen it, Brian. You know, there was years, this is close to my, I think close to my 30th year in the league, and I just have never seen the league this tight.
Yeah, you got teams like Merrimack, UMass, Lowell, you know, had some real lean years there, and there's no pushovers at all. It's great, Coach. It's great to catch up. I really appreciate the insight, because I wanted to sort of parse. I was a little shocked at the news, and my first instinct was, you know, all these kids who want to play, you know, for you or play in Hockey East, that it's going to be a tougher road for these American students who want to go. But you say it'll be... Well, we'll have to wait and see, but you think it's still going to be okay?
I do. Like, the Canadian Junior Leagues are outstanding, but if you look at the NHL draft last year, there was almost as many college kids or kids going to college that were drafted that came from that league. So, you know, the guys that drafted in the top two rounds from those Canadian Junior Leagues are really, you know, probably could be impact players in college.
But you don't think they're not going to go like half shield and start fights in college hockey, are they?
I wish they'd go to half shields, but I'm not looking for fighting. But the half shields, I think, would be great. I think it would be good. I think it actually controls the game more. You know, I don't think players play as reckless when there's a half shield on.
Yeah, I know plenty of guys that are. We knew plenty of guys at Bone and Amherst who weren't that tough off the ice, but put a full cage on and they're pretty tough.
Exactly.
Well, good luck on Friday, Coach. We're pulling for you.
All right, Brian. Always great talking to you.
Have a great day. That is Coach Mike Cavanaugh from the UConn men's hockey team. And again, that place, that Toscano Family Ice Center, however you call it, it's amazing. And there's no bad seats. It's super tight. You could have 500 fans, and it feels the same as 3,000. I mean, it is awesome. So if you can go Friday night against Boston College, I think they're 3 in the country, you should go see that game.